The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The text of our sermon today is Luke chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. Lord God, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, the words of our text are addressed to a certain Theophilus, to whom two books of the Bible are dedicated or addressed. We do not know much about him, except that his name appears in the Gospel of St. Luke and in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. He owed his religious knowledge and Christian instruction to Luke. He was a pupil, a catechetical pupil of Luke. In fact, this is the first time in the history of the Christian Church that religious teaching by means of catechetical instruction is implied. That was a debt which Theophilus owed to Luke. That is a thought for today and why this text was chosen. Today is Reformation Sunday. On October the 31st, 1517, Martin Luther posted his 95 theses on the castle church door at Wittenberg. Today we especially thank God for his work through Martin Luther, for bringing the Bible in the language of the people, and for writing the small catechism, which is a summary of Christian teaching. The Lord tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, remember those who have spoken the word of God to you. Reformation Sunday is a time when we recognise Luther's work and his influence as a divinely chosen servant of God. Our text tells us of the debt of Theophilus to Luke, and today we will consider our debt to Luther. So just what is our debt to Luther? What is it, in plain language, for which every Lutheran is indebted to Luther? And the answer is, it is a small catechism. May the Lord bless the meditation. So that little book, Luther's Small Catechism, has taught me the truth concerning myself. Firstly, we learn from Luther's Small Catechism that God has made me. In other words, Luther's Small Catechism has taught me the truth concerning myself. I believe that nearly every one of us, at least the majority of us who have been reared in the Lutheran Church, would agree with these words. At no time, as long as I can remember, was I ever in ignorance concerning myself. I believe that God has created me and all that exists, says the Catechism. And our text says, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. That is what Luke told Theophilus. Now, Luke wrote by inspiration of God. Luther did not write his catechism by inspiration of God, but what he did write in his catechism was taken from the inspired word of God. The biblical truth of creation that we learned and accepted will always stand. All the theories of the unbelievers with which we have since become surrounded, the evolutionary insinuations which have crept into the textbooks of history, geography, physiology, books on science, philosophy and biology, not to mention popular magazines, the Sunday papers and the movie screens, have failed to shatter this faith. When it comes to the question of creation, no matter what I hear or read or see, I always know the answer. I believe that God has created me and all that exists. Secondly, we learn from Luther's Small Catechism that we sin every day. Therefore, I was never in doubt as to my spiritual condition. That is, you and me. Owe it to the Bible, the truth taught in that little book, Luther's Catechism, that from our earliest days, there was never absent from our hearts and minds that sense of guilt and sin. And this sense is real. At the close of the Ten Commandments, revealed in Luther's Small Catechism, God warns that he will punish all who break these commandments. Therefore we are to fear his wrath and not disobey him. When these words were first etched into my heart, I had to say, that means me. I had to plead guilty before God of innumerable sins which I knew and felt in my heart. And this sense of sin is real today because I know that I sin every day and deserve nothing but punishment. Sadly, many people refuse to admit that they are sinners, that they are lost and condemned sinners. But we have received our Christian instruction from Luther's More Catechism. Wonder how people can doubt such simple Bible truths as those of man's natural depravity, the fact and the truth of the reality of sin. People who do not believe such simple truths are doubters. They refuse to believe that they are sinners to their eternal detriment. We are living in an age which accepts the false teaching of evolution. Today we are living in an age of unparalleled material progress, but it is also an age of spiritual decline. This is why people hardly wink an eyelid at the horrors of abortion and euthanasia and murder. The theories of evolution dominate every area of life. It is hard to find a TV program where millions of years are not mentioned. It dominates geology and zoology, as well as modern psychology, modern teaching, and modern theology. One of the consequences of teaching evolution is the fact that man's inborn depravity and reality of sin are denied. First is modern psychology. Psychology is an interesting study. It has its object the study of the human nature and soul. It is still one of the most popular studies. There are a number of different schools of modern psychology, but they are all wrong. They study the mind or the soul, but find no sin. One class does not even find a soul. It says man is all stomach. Thoughts about chemical reactions of the brain. Another class says that man is all instinct. The policy to be followed is not self-restraint, but self-indulgence. And finally, another class denies morality altogether. Human nature is what human beings do. Man's actions are relative, neither good nor bad. The second is modern education. Of course, we are all interested in the training of our children, who will be the citizens of the future. And it is our desire to preserve our Australian traditions and principles, a whole social, economical and political way of life. But in its principles, much modern education and science is fundamentally wrong. Its principles are based on evolution. It considers its task to be not to put something into the child, but to bring something out. In other words, character building, character training. Of course, in certain respects, this principle is correct. Certain we are to wish to train our children to become good Australian Christian citizens. But human nature being what it is, even in our best Australian Christian homes, you will not get very far by trying to get something out of the child. What you must do is to try to put something in. And that something is the truth, the real truth, of the child concerning itself. And the scriptures are the only solid foundation. And finally, sad to say, much modern theology ignores or practically denies the fundamental fact of the reality of sin. In fact, it seems that even the word sin is being avoided. At the most, there is some reference to social maladjustment, but hardly an honest word about the law of God, thou shalt or thou shalt not. Or God warns that he will punish all those who break his commandments, therefore we are to fear his wrath and not disobey him. On the radio, you may hear shallow morals expressed in beautiful language, but you hardly hear a word about man's depravity and sin. But thanks to that little book, Luther's More Catechism, every Lutheran will say, I am a lost and condemned person. That is my first step to Luther's Catechism. It has taught me the truth concerning myself. So secondly, that little book, Luther's More Catechism, has given me the knowledge of my Saviour. This is a central doctrine of the Christian Church. In the next place, Luther's More Catechism has given me the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Saviour. There is no doubt among Christians and among Lutherans that the chief content of the Scriptures is the doctrine of the person and redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And this knowledge I receive from that little book, Luther's Small Catechism. I believe that the most precious sentence which I ever learned is a sentence which contains the words, I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, Son of the Father, from eternity, and true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. At great cost he has saved and redeemed me, a lost and condemned person. He has freed me from sin, death, and the power of the devil, not with silver or gold, but with his holy and precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. But someone may ask, may a person not come to the knowledge of Jesus in some other way? Certainly, but that is not quite the point. That is not how you or I or we receive this knowledge. Our point for today is that we receive our knowledge about Jesus Christ and his salvation and our learning in the fundamentals of the Christian faith from that little book, Luther's Small Catechism, which has also been called a layman's Bible. It has taught me the chief parts of the Christian faith. The fundamental Bible truths are in the Catechism. It is a Bible which teaches the true way of life, and Luther's Small Catechism points out to us that same way. To many people, the bare statement of a fact may mean nothing. Even Bible facts may mean nothing to some people. Take, for instance, the fact Jesus died on the cross. That might even be taught as a fact in a Jewish Sunday school, for at the most, the interpretation would be given an example of a good man who died for a noble cause. However, we Christians learn from the Bible and the Catechism that Jesus Christ died for us. We read in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And then there's also a lack of doctrinal teaching in some churches. Do not permit yourself to be deceived by the run of churches which call themselves Christian. They may talk about Christ, the gospel and salvation, but they do not mean what you mean. Some time ago, a well-known doctor of divinity gave a lecture on the aim of Christian education. A Lutheran Christian would certainly have some idea of the aim of Christian education, but this doctor of divinity did not. This is what he said. The aim of Christian education is to help that craving something in us to get out and to build a well-rounded personality. And then he also talked about the Bible, but he claimed that since many parts of the Bible were all wrong, God was forced to let his light shine through dirty windows. That is how he explained divine inspiration. He also mentioned that Christ died on the cross, but this is what he added. We should love as he did, labour as he did, struggle as he did, even as he sacrificed himself and died. But not a word about the purpose and the fruit of Christ's suffering and death. And then he talked about the Christian church. We should dedicate ourselves to that social goal which Christ called the kingdom of God. It is for this reason that the Holy Scriptures tell us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And Luther did this. He examined the church of his day, and he wrote 95 theses or statements where the Roman Catholic Church taught falsely or failed to teach what is clearly taught in the Scriptures. And then there's also a lack of doctrine or false doctrine in some modern Sunday schools. You'll find a lack of doctrine or false doctrine in the textbooks placed into the hands of the children. Most of the stories are all right when, in as far as they are actually taken from the Bible. But in many cases, the doctrines, the interpretations, as may even be seen in the headings in some instances, are all wrong. Test the spirits, God tells us. So today, let us thank God for correct religious training. When we learn the story of creation, the fact was added, I believe that God has created me and all that exists. When we heard the story of Christ suffering and death, we also learned, at great cost, he has saved and redeemed me, a lost and condemned person. This, then, is my second debt to the Catechism. It has given me the knowledge of my Saviour. So thirdly, that little book, Luther's Small Catechism, has made me a member of the Lutheran Church. And finally, this little catechism has made me a member of the Lutheran Church, and I am glad of it. When we train our children in the fundamentals of the Christian faith, the opponents to the principle of correct teaching call this the tyranny of religion. They say that we are forcing adult conceptions of an out-of-date theology upon the innocent and helpless mind of a developing child. They tell us that our children should not be taught doctrine, but that they should be permitted to find doctrine themselves. They tell us that our children should not be taught about sin and the need of a saviour, that they should not be taught to pray, I pray that you would forgive me all my sins, that they should not be taught to say, create in me a clean heart, O God, because their heart is clean. They say that children should rather be taught the religion of nature, the gospel of love and play, and be led to pray, I thank you, God, for the rain and the sunshine and the flowers, the green grass and the trees. Scripture tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that he will also reap. The doctrine of the Bible taught in Luther's Small Catechism is true, and therefore Luther's Catechism is the most blessed and most effective religious teaching aid. Now, God is not at all bound by Luther's Catechism. Take that little book out of use altogether, and God would still find means to preserve his church. Neither is God bound to the Lutheran Church. But we confidently say that Luther's Small Catechism was God's special gift to the church at the time of the Reformation. It was written in 1529, and it is still God's gift to the Christian church today. Therefore, use it and teach it diligently to the children living now. So, paying our debt. Luther was not inspired. Still, we know with certainty that the things which we have been instructed are true because the doctrine is taught in Luther's Small Catechism was taken from the inspired Word of God. And that is our debt to Luther. And how about paying the debt? First of all, let us thank God for his word taught in Luther's Small Catechism, the layman's Bible, as it has been called. Secondly, let us see to it that the fullest use be made of Luther's Small Catechism in all aspects of our Christian education, at Sunday school and confirmation lessons, and at school and at home. And finally, let us remember our debt to Luther's Small Catechism in our gifts for our church, its educational activities, and for mission work. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.